You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, the best food of the weekend was Gretsch made a homemade with shells. And I know how you are about your shell pasta.
Bow tie.
Aren't you the one who's a...
I'm bow tie
guy.
Oh,
you're the bow tie. Never mind then, I guess. It was a shell, but a homemade baked mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'd eat that.
Costco chicken.
Yep.
And laced with a pesto throughout the whole thing.
It was
a pesto with chicken mac and cheese.
Sounds tasty.
Oh, my God.
Totally different than what I made last night. We sat down and they had a little crock pot meal going. I think I'll probably post this one. And it had three ingredients in it. Chicken, two cans of cream of chicken soup, and two jars of chicken gravy.
That's it, huh?
Let that baby simmer for about 8 hours and put it over some mashed potatoes. That is some good white trash Iowa eating right there. That's an Iowa recipe.
Boy, you got a lot of chicken going
cans,
there.
Cans, I know. Chicken.
Man,
chicken trifecta.
What did chickens ever do to you?
It is so embarrassing buying jars of chicken gravy. That's an embarrassing purchase.
You need to wear overalls when you go to the store to get those.
It's one of those products. It's like when you used to buy condoms and you'd put a tortilla, like the package of tortillas over them.
That was my trick.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what you used to do. I do that with the chicken gravy. I lay a couple packages of tortilla over my jars of gravy.
I kind of feel like you should, when you go to the store to buy chicken gravy, you should be wearing overalls and no shirt under them.
Yeah.
Overalls over your skin.
Yes, absolutely. A couple missing teeth and...
And be barefoot.
Oh, man. Tried to class it up, Dom.
You know, but over mashed taters, that sounds
good. Dude, I'm telling you, it was so good, though.
Time for a trending report. The Nuggets are at Ball Arena tonight.
Yeah.
They're hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Avalanche will be on home ice tomorrow night as the Vegas Golden Knights will come to town. So they got to do the hardwoods and then immediately flip it to the ice. Well, the World Series is set to begin tomorrow night down in Houston with the cheating Houston Astros hosting the Atlanta Braves. I actually stayed up Saturday night late, and I watched for the first time in years an entire baseball game.
Oh, yeah?
It's been years since I sat down on a couch and watched a full baseball game. And I did it Saturday. The Braves-Dodgers game was it was thrilling. It was fun. And, anyway, it's another World
Series.
That
makes one of us.
Yeah, that's right. gas prices have spiked another 13 cents a gallon in the past week. Right now, the national average, Jeremy, is about $3.44 a gallon. And that is $1.22 per gallon higher than this time last year. So, happy holidays, everybody.
You see that little remote town up in California? There's, nothing around it for, 60 miles on each side or whatever. And its gas prices were $7 to $8 a gallon.
Oh, my God.
Just a remote little place having a hard time getting gas and $8 a gallon.
Gee.
We did break out the calculator and did the math on that. If I happened to have been driving America's pickup up that way, and which has a 36-gallon fuel tank.
What was that, $300 almost?
And we're looking at $288 now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's one of those cases where you figure out the mileage just to get to another town.
Yes, indeed.
I'll take 2.7. Wait a minute. No, your truck gets 13 a gallon?
No, I get 16. 16.
Ooh, 16.
Ooh, I know. Ugh.
Get yourself 4 gallons, call it good. We played Ed Sheeran a few minutes ago. He's got his new album coming out this Friday. It's called Equals. However, all of the interviews and performances that he had planned over the next week to promote his new album have either had to be put on hold or shifted over to Zoom because Ed Sheeran's got the COVID.
He's got the Rona?
Wah, wah.
Aw, buddy.
He says, apologies to anyone I've let down.
You didn't let me down. I feel fine.
I'm fine.
I'm okay.
Absolutely fine. Do I have anything else I want to share with you? Oh, I wanted to talk about this. Some jack wagon in Georgia filled out the forms to get some of that COVID, the CARES Act from the government,
yeah,
where he got a big old check from the U.S. government. His check was for something like $88,000. He spent $57,000 of that $88,000 Not on employees, which he lied about, it turns out.
Oh.
He spent it on a Pokemon card.
Hey, that's big money.
He has now been charged with fraud. He faces a sentence of 20 years in prison.
Good.
And $250,000 in fines. He lied on his application, said he had 10 employees. He doesn't have 10 employees.
What a jerk. See?
The government, meaning you and me.
Yeah, we paid for that card. Yep.
So we bought him a Pokemon card.
Yes.
But there's no fraud in government.
At least they caught him. At least they got him.
They got this one.
God. Reed's all of a sudden into those Pokemon cards. It's like the only thing they do at school now. They don't learn.
Really?
They're like trading Pokemon cards, and it's
like
been
so
they're banned.
25 years ago.
I know, it's like the thing again. They're sold out everywhere because we were looking for Christmas ideas. But yeah, they like ban them now at the school, and if you're caught with them in class, they lock them up in this little safe, and you can't have them until the end of the year.
End of the year.
End of the year. They take them away for the year.
Somebody will sue over that.
I know.
Guaranteed someone will sue over that.
Hey, speaking of suing, this is by far the biggest trending story of the day. The big strawberry lawsuit that's going around.
What is this?
It's an Illinois woman. She didn't get what she paid for when she purchased strawberry-flavored Pop-Tarts, Dom. And she is one of the plaintiffs in a $5 million class action lawsuit as a result. Now, the lawsuit filed in late August by one Anita Harris argues that Kellogg's is misleading consumers by promoting the Pop-Tarts strawberry filling on its labels and in its marketing, giving an impression that the fruit filling contains a, quote, greater relative and absolute amount of strawberries than it actually does, Dom. Pop-Tarts really pimping the strawberries. There's not a lot of strawberries in it.
When are the courts going to grow a pair and just start throwing this stuff out immediately?
Now, Harris says more Americans are eating strawberries because it's one of the highest levels of nutrient density fruits. It's an excellent source of vitamin C. It's necessary for immunity and skin health. And yes, that's where I get most of my vitamin C is out of a strawberry Pop-Tart, Dom. God. Anyway, they contain 2% or less of dried strawberries, and now they say it also contains red dye number 40, which they don't put on the label. So she might have a lawsuit here. There's not a lot of strawberries, and then there's fruit red dye in it.
2% is enough promoting. For me, though. What about you?
I'm fine with it.
Did you say your name is Anita Harris?
Anita Harris.
Should be more like Anita Life.
No joke. Anyway, so this is just a funny, funny story out this morning. Here's the worst trending news of the day. A major alcohol shortage might be coming just in time for the holidays. I guess stores in Southern California are already dealing with it because of pandemic-related backlogs at the ports. It's leading to shortages of all kinds of things, including alcohol and just the glass bottles that they put this stuff in. There's a manager for a chain of liquor stores out in L.A. He says, we have no idea what we're going to be getting during the day for our deliveries. And people are already lined up like 50 deep before they even open just to get their hands on something because we need our alcohol that bad.
Yeah.
But everything's like starting to sell out and there's a booze shortage, I guess, that's coming. And
sorry to be an I told
good.
You so, but for over a year, I've been screaming and banging the drum about supply chain issues and people are like, oh, there's no problem. This is a supply chain issue. They can't even get enough workers at the ports, even if they did get
Absolutely.
The ships in.
They can't, and then there's no delivery drivers to deliver it.
And
so,
if you think this is going to get better before it gets worse, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be hairy in the next couple of years.
It's time for some good old-fashioned panic buying, I think, is what we need to do.
Everybody rush right out.
That's what needs to happen. Let's see. Celebrity crap. Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow, got married this weekend, it sounds like. Since Paul is no longer with us, Vin Diesel stepped up to walk Meadow down the aisle. Paul and Vin were very, very close because of those Fast and Furious movies.
What
and
did The
Vin,
Rock have to say about that?
And Vin was Meadow's godfather. So, yeah, no word on what The Rock had to say about that. For anyone who loves Barbie, this is exciting. Ryan Gosling is in final negotiations to join Margot Robbie in the Warner Brothers live-action version of Barbie.
Oh, come on,
that's supposed to be
Ryan.
Coming out. So he's going to play Ken, and Margot will be Barbie. God. And I think it's going to be fantastic, so shut up. I'm so excited.
I will not shut up. That's stupid.
That's got money. Yeah, they're going to be printing money with that movie.
You know, he's been in some pretty intelligent movies, like The Big Short. I thought Ryan Gosling was great.
Yeah, oh,
in
he's
that.
Been in some great movies. Oscar-nominated movies.
Ken and Barbie movie.
Hey, it's a big fat check, I bet.
Whatever.
Park personnel from the Grand Canyon have tracked down and contacted an individual who was seen on social media hitting baseballs into the Grand Canyon. That's a big no-no, Dom. They say throwing objects into the Grand Canyon could pose a danger to wildlife and hikers. Yeah. You can't throw rocks. Can't throw rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Coins, trash, or anything else over the edge because hikers could slip and fall or it could trigger a landslide or something. Anyway, they tracked this dude down. And he's going to be busted. This story
you
says...
You know, I looked at the photo. I was very unimpressed with him, even though he looks kind of ripped, because he was hitting off a tee.
Oh, was he? I didn't see that.
He's hitting baseballs off a tee.
Just to see how far they go, I guess.
Be
I
a man.
You could be faced with fines or imprisonment. So, no. Real quick, one final thing. Here's your Fat America. Kellogg's is back with a new and improved way to make your breakfast cereal even sugarier. It's Fruit Loops flavored milk that's on the way. Milk. Not coffee creamer or anything. Milk.
All right.
Don't you want to take a swig of that? It's like fruity milk.
Not a Fruit Loops guy.
It's fruity milk. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Milk. Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's the feel-good story of the day. Two ER nurses in Georgia who met at work during the pandemic started dating. They fell in love, and they just got engaged, and he proposed to her out on the helipad of the hospital, and there's video of it. She thought she was wheeling a stretcher out to get a patient, but then he got out of the helicopter, dropped down on one knee, and proposed, and everyone filming was like, oh my God, this is so romantic.
There wasn't a dry eye in the hospital.
Good-looking couple, though. Check them out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.